The Dave and Darren Podcast.
Hello there.
Only on Nacho Radio.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. You're here on a special day. They're all special. But this one's extra special because we got Don on the phone.
Is Don on the phone?
No.
Okay.
No, not Don, but somebody extra special I think you'll enjoy. Do you have a number for me? Is it the same number as always, or
it's the same number as always.
All right, I'm going to need that at some point, but we'll get to that. And do you want to get to that right away, or is our special guest really, really chomping at the bit to get on?
And let me get
a couple of shots.
Let me get my bearings.
You do that, and I'll let everybody know they're listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave, and this is my partner Darren. I have his number. I just have like 5 different numbers for him.
This is the number.
So if you could. Well, if you write it down, that's even better. Or just say the number out loud so everyone can call them when they feel
that's
the need.
That's the particular number
I
have.
So this is the number that I just have to push one button, and we're confident that this young man, who is celebrating a birthday today.
That's right.
This young man will be joining us here.
Plus 57.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. I've said that part already. I don't know why I'm this nervous. Why am I nervous? It's a big day today. I don't want to blow it, you know?
Take a look at this.
Okay, Darren's holding a Hy-Vee cucumber melon sparkling water beverage, yes?
I like cucumber.
Uh-huh.
I like melon.
Yeah.
It makes for a darn fine candle.
Yeah.
This is awful. I've got 11 more of these to choke
there's
down.
There's nothing he's better at than buying something, hating it, and then committing
to
eating it.
I'm going to drink it.
Right. Well, I mean.
But this is just, oh,
did it just taste like an old Yankee candle, or what's the.
What? No, wait a minute. Why is that so loud? That's not cool.
Well, there we go. Hmm. I don't know why my volume was so down.
Stay away, is all I'm saying.
No, I'm too loud.
If you need a sparkling water, any other flavor.
Hmm.
Ass would be better.
Is ass water something you can
get?
I got some wall spray if you want it.
Ass-flavored sparkling water would be better than this.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. Why do I keep welcoming everybody? Why am I this nervous?
I don't know. Get to it, then.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our next stellar guest. I got to say this. Heaven has no brighter star than our next stellar guest. He is the pride and joy of Cambridge, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you hear will be that of
our little buddy,
the birthday boy. Say it with us.
Jesus, Larry, pick up the phone. Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
Ah, there you are, Larry. How's it going, buddy? Happy birthday, first and foremost.
Oh, thank you very much.
So what do you turn today?
Huh?
What do you turn today?
I turn 73.
Nice.
That's a fun age.
Good for you. Did you get my birthday card?
I sure did, Pedro.
Consider that payment for today's appearance.
Oh, really? Didn't you owe me a card for my birthday?
What?
Didn't you not owe me a card for my birthday?
Right.
Because this was to pay for being on air.
This was a birthday / St. Patrick's Day
card.
Yeah,
but Larry's saying you can't do both. You either give him payment or a card. It can't be the same thing.
Oh, I think it covers both.
I don't think
I thought it was paid for the day.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday,
buddy. How are things in Cambridge, Larry?
Oh, slow. Probably no stores or anything, you know.
No, they still have a few places open in Cambridge, don't they? Cambridge,
yeah.
The county seat of Henry County.
I'm what?
Cambridge is the county seat of Henry County.
Yeah.
That's why they have the jail there and everything.
Raji.
But didn't you say I was on the thing for something special, attraction or something?
That you're a special attraction?
No, I know what Larry's talking about. On the Wikipedia, page, yes. It mentions Larry
as a world-renowned malingerer.
Yes, yeah. I believe last time I checked Wikipedia, that was still there. That he is. You are a local point of interest for people visiting Cambridge.
You're a notable citizen of Cambridge, Illinois.
Well, where do you go to find that?
You go to Wikipedia.
Oh man, they've got so much stuff out there. I don't understand all this stuff.
No, you can't keep up with that sort of thing.
I know it, Petra.
They're just constantly...
My age, you're going to be lost between lost and found.
I have some bad news. Larry has been removed from the notable people.
Mm.
They still have Dan Halderson, former PGA golfer.
Right. Did you ever run into him, Larry? Dan Halderson?
Where's he from? Cambridge?
Yes, Larry. Yes. He's from Cambridge.
He was a professional golfer.
There's also quite a few lawyers on this list, and there's also, it says here that John Hughes, who was a lawman and the likely inspiration for the Lone Ranger, is from Cambridge. The Lone Ranger's from Cambridge?
Wow, I'm a little kidding, Mom.
I don't think he's around.
I think he's probably gone.
He inspired the Lone Ranger, Larry. He's probably not still around.
But well, then why they got him on there?
Well, I mean, there are still facts that they have on the internet about people who've passed away. If you would like to Google George Washington, you can still get some information about our first presidents.
I'm with Larry, though. This seems like a giant waste of time. You can't go, if you can't visit the guy who was the inspiration for the Lone Ranger, why even bother having him on there?
So, Larry, have you been keeping up with what we've been up to? Do you listen to the podcast? Do you watch,
I don't even know what podcast is. I ain't even got a computer enough.
Oh, okay. Well, you still have your TV. Do you have an opportunity to ever catch Dave on his Brood television show?
Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I see Petra in the background, and Petra swears she's not in the background on the show.
Can you clear this up?
I can tell you, Larry, that Darren's never been on the show. In fact, I don't think he's ever even watched the show.
I've seen it.
Oh, that thing that you got coming up.
Right.
Where you buy tickets and you get the openers and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing that where you can buy gear for the show. Yeah.
I'm not in that. I'm not in that commercial.
It must be from last year.
No, I wasn't there last year either.
Well, he's sitting at the bar with a girl. He ain't got a beard or nothing, and his belly sticks out. And the one is way in the background with a yellow shirt on and a cap.
Okay, so you've been telling him, Larry's convinced that you are in this promo for Brood. Now, that is something we shot a couple of months ago. So we didn't do a promo like that last year. It's a thing that's on Channel 8 where they're trying to sell T-shirts and bottle openers and things like that.
So Brood, it's not for an event. It's just basically for Brood,
Brood
merchandise.
Brood bric-a-brac.
Yes.
If you'd like to have a Brood koozie, you can go to this website and buy
stuff. Do you
know
who that person might be?
We had to pay him extra because he makes a living as a Darren Pitra impersonator.
I've got you. I thought you were the only one who did that.
He's such a playboy.
Well, at least it's not me, Larry, but thanks for the compliment. But Dave's certainly on the show. How do you think he's looking these days?
He's looking puffy. He's looking too much beer.
It's true. I have too much beer.
Oh, he's got glasses just like mine. He's got black rimmed glasses now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wears glasses from time to time.
Yep.
Your hair's graying a little bit.
Yeah.
Is yours?
Nope.
Now, what are the smoking arrangements where you're at now? Have they changed any laws or any rules for you?
I'm grandfathered in.
I don't think that's a
so
thing.
Now that so you're allowed to does that upset any of the other smokers there?
Yes.
Hmm.
They gotta go outside and smoke.
Yeah, but not you.
Grandpa Larry, grandfather did.
They've been out there smoking, and they don't stay out there too long.
Can they see you from where they smoke?
Yeah, if they're out front, they can see, because my front window's outside.
Right.
I mean, so you know, where they see me.
So they can they're out there smoking in the cold, and they can see you in the comfort of your heated room smoking as well.
Yes.
I don't think there's such a thing as grandfathered into it, but if it's working for Larry, I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to cause trouble.
I don't want to upset the apple cart, no. But I don't know that that's sounds all that legal. Larry, I would.
I think it's great talking to you guys, and you guys are really moving up the ladder.
In what way?
Well, you work for Modern Woodman Park.
Yeah.
And LaVoy's doing the Brood, which I watch him all the time.
Yeah, it's a real feather in my cap.
He's got his other commercial for that other thing coming up.
Right, Brood Live, that's this weekend, yep.
Oh, you have an event?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I see Petra in the background.
It's not Darren, but I understand how you can think that it is. Mm. Darren's got a certain look. He's an everyman.
It's true.
So, well, I swear with him.
I think it might not be a bad idea, Larry, to maybe take a little bit of that birthday money I sent you and purchase some Pepsi. Do you still have the Pepsi?
Well, they got a special this week, so I'll buy some of that and stock up.
Now, how many 12 packs do you have in the room right now?
Well, I'm down to 14 now. I have 17.
17 12 packs?
Yes.
Wow.
And but you're not you drink all that?
No.
What are you doing?
I sell it to my Kelly's in here.
What does that go for?
$1 can.
Oh, boy.
Well, so Larry's got like a little distribution system going on there.
Little gouging going on.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Are they happy with that price, Larry, or do they think it's too much?
No, because otherwise they'd have to walk uptown because a lot of them don't drive, and who wants to drive walk clear out there in the cold and get a Pepsi and come back home?
So it's an important service that Larry's providing the people that he lives with.
It costs me money to cool it, you know, and stuff.
Larry, are you ready for the weather to turn on us here a little bit? Are you getting a cabin fever?
Yes, I am.
Boy, I bet.
It's a beautiful day out today, but it's cold.
Yeah,
but you still got your shorts on.
Yep.
And then
you gotta say hello to Mrs. Lockenbill.
Rosemary.
Looking Bill.
Yes, mm-hmm. And then how are you doing health wise? You sound.
I got another operation coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be my fourth one.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, we just really wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Hey, Larry, it's your birthday.
Oh,
I live on the moon, and I came from the moon. And Larry,
do you have that?
It's your birthday.
Do you have that
today?
Do you have that queued up?
Yes, I do. For it.
All right, let us have it.
Oh, that's great.
All right, here we go.
I forgot. Of course he has this.
Yeah, he was the one who played it, not us.
Here we go.
I know. Go ahead.
He's going to play the whole thing for us, isn't he?
Well, we're going to, yeah, cease and desist.
Hey, Larry. It's your birthday. I'm in charge of the stars, and I'm here to say, hey, Larry, you're the big star today.
Love that he still has us. Oh, that's great.
On the moon, but I came down to Earth to sing you this tune. Buzz, Larry, it's your birthday today. A present for you I wanted to find.
He wants to play the whole song for us, doesn't he?
I think it's almost done.
A wild llama or a cuckoo shoe, a apple drop or a buzzer baby, a three-eyed
okay. Well, we're excited that he's having a birthday, and he's excited to be celebrating it, and it's great to have him on. We can talk to him more in the future now?
Absolutely. This time of day works well for him.
Oh, perfect. He's just getting up and doing his Pepsi counting.
Mm-hmm. Down to 14 12 packs. Yeah, he's not listening to us.
No, that's fine. So he's making quite a nice little return.
Yes.
I mean, 20, he's making, you know, you buy, well, that's why you, you that's buy why a case I, for $9, you sell it for, you know, $24 unit
that's,
price.
That's why I'm suggesting that he turn that birthday slash appearance money into Pepsi. Is he playing it a second time? Larry.
No, he's not, he can't hear us. He used to do this all the time on FM, where just play the whole song over the phone. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
See you next year.
We'll see you next year.
Larry, I can't tell you how happy it is. It makes me to hear your voice and to hear from the man who sings to you from the moon every year.
Oh, I can't. I was going nuts last night looking for that record.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found
didn't
it.
Didn't have far to go.
I think this is a special day because I got to talk to you guys.
Right, and you were telling us that you'll be able to join us on the show a little bit, a little more often, being that we do it at this time of day.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we're getting all kinds of live messages here on the website, everyone wishing you a happy birthday. The listeners want to say happy birthday as well, Larry. So it's not just me and Darren. Lots of people chiming in wanting us to wish you a happy birthday. So happy birthday, man.
Happy 73.
Well, if they want to send me a card, they can send me a card.
Okay.
How do they do that?
Amazing Larry, 603 North Prospect Street, Cambridge, Illinois, 61238.
Apartment? Do you want the
apartment? Because they know me.
Oh, they know.
Here.
Yeah, okay,
they know.
Let's
go to where they get their bootleg Pepsi.
Less information, the better.
Larry, happy birthday! Thanks for making it on the show, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
I can put that in my scrapbook because I got a scrapbook.
You're going to put the birthday cards in a scrapbook?
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful.
That's a moment to remember.
Did someone get you a scrapbook for your birthday?
No, but I've got scrapbooks now, that I've been getting different stuff that I've done.
You know who else wanted to wish you a happy birthday? Do you remember Bird?
Yes.
Yes, he wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
What is he doing now?
He married a man.
Don't say it what? Like that.
What?
He married him and a fella are together married out in Phoenix, Arizona.
Enjoying the sunshine where everyone can smoke outside.
Yes, it's true.
How lucky he is. Married a rich.
We didn't say anything about anyone being rich.
No, but he can smoke wherever he wants.
No, that's true.
Raji.
Larry, it's been a delight and we'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, well, thanks, Bird, for wishing me a happy birthday.
Now, I know it's only Monday, but like in 4 days' time, what day will it be?
Friday.
Oh, you still got it. Bye, Larry.
That's fantastic. That's amazing, Larry, ladies and gentlemen. What a magical moment that was for us all.
A moment to remember.
Now, Bird didn't really. Bird's the next one we got to get back on the show.
Absolutely.
He married a man, Larry.
Wow. We didn't say anything about rich man.
How lucky is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the good stuff.
That's hitting the jackpot.
Good for Bird. Oh, my gosh. You're listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We'll be right back.
And we're back. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they're at it again, Easter Mayhem. One weekend only, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th, from 7 till 10 o'clock at night. Admission is just $15. VIP is $20. Tickets available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear 5027 4th Avenue in Moline invites you and yours to celebrate spring in a very unique way. It is Easter Mayhem. Easter Mayhem is an all-new event to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Again, it is Easter Mayhem, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10 o'clock. And this year, they're still going to be, just like they were before, offering a free photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography.
Oh, cool.
Coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents Easter Mayhem, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, let's get into the top five things now.
Really climbing the ladder.
Number one. Oh, number one.
Bum, bum, ba bum, 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 bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Well, we got two deaths this morning to deal with. One is that Keith Flint, who was the lead singer of The Prodigy. Remember the guy with
were
the devil horn hair?
Were they doing something?
I don't know that they were.
Yeah.
But
what was their big hit?
Firestarter.
Firestarter.
Smack My Bitch Up was another big hit.
All American.
No.
They worked with Hoodie Allen.
No. They were an English band, The Prodigy. Firestarter, I would say, is their biggest hit.
Okay.
Anyway, he took his own life this morning.
Oh, he did.
And also dead, actor Luke Perry.
Yeah, I just heard that one, too.
Luke Perry, dead at the age of 52. A massive stroke.
Huh.
Yeah, never recovered from it. Family passed away.
He passed away.
Family was with him. I guess this happened on Wednesday. Paramedics were called to his house.
Now, is he on a kid's show?
He's on that Riverdale, which is...
What is what?
It's Archie, but it's like an adult Archie. Archie
Comics.
Oh,
is that something I can watch?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. Yeah, it's on the CW. It's
but
on
he's
regular
like a,
TV.
He's like a dad, then.
I'm assuming he's not Jughead. I don't know.
He's not Archie.
I wouldn't think so, no. I'm assuming he plays a dad, or is he like... Pop that owns the diner or something? I don't know.
Good for him.
What the how lucky is that guy?
No kidding.
Raji.
Oh, he got a stroke. Oh, great for him. Dead, huh? Yeah, so Luke Perry dead at the age of 52.
Now, is that the first one to pass from that show?
Yeah, if they were going to lay odds in Vegas, that Shannon Doherty is not doing well health-wise.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, if they were laying odds, I would think she would be the one that you would bet on if you were the kind which of ghoul was, that did that
which
thing.
Which one was his squeeze? Was it Shannon Doherty?
I'm going to confess to you. Not really confess. Confession. I've never watched 1 minute of 90210.
Now, they tried to do a reboot of that, right?
I think you're right about
but
that.
Only involving a couple people. Like, we no longer live here by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
We run the pool.
I think I'm certain I'm right about this. I think that Shannon Doherty and the other sideburn fella, Jason Priestley, they were brother and sister. And I believe the premise of the show is they move from Minnesota because dad gets a job and they have to get used to life in 90210.
Right, but in the reboots,
I don't know.
Went from as opposed to living in this.
You're thinking of Melrose Place.
Oh, that's Melrose Place.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Oh, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Sure seemed like it was the same show.
Same network, same producer, but a different show.
But different people?
Melrose Place is the one with Courtney Thorne Smith living in the apartment.
Oh, see, I got everybody mishmashed all together.
With Elizabeth Shue's brother.
Okay.
Teethy boy. Can't think of his name. Andrew Shue? Does that sound right?
Okay.
So, yeah, 90210, I believe... Dylan and
I was saying, so the Dylan, reboot on that one was now we clean the pool.
There's no pool.
How lucky for them.
Sounds great.
It still beats sitting out in the cold smoking and watch Larry, who's been grandfathered in.
So Luke Perry was Dylan, right?
Okay.
Then who was Jason Priestley? It was like Samantha, was that the girl? I don't know. I can name all the actors on 90210 because we were inundated with them, but I just don't know anything about the TV show.
Right.
Wasn't for me.
I think Larry would say,
Brandon.
Time to move on.
Candy says Brandon. So
okay.
Brandon was Brandon, and then what was, Candy, help me out. What was Shannon Doherty's name? Wait, don't tell me. Jessica. No, wait. Dylan and...
Jessica Rabbit.
No. What was Shannon Doherty's name? I don't know why I'm trying to guess. I've never watched the show.
Just trying to prove you never watched it by struggling to come up with these names.
No, Brenda. Thank you.
Brenda
and Dylan were the it couple in the 90s, I guess. Number two on our list, an Ohio man. This is just as important as the Luke Perry information. An Ohio man has broken the all-time Guinness Book of World Record for three-pointers. In 1 minute, this guy sank 31 three-pointers.
That's almost as good as having 14, 12 packs of Pepsi.
Anthony Muricola made 31 three-point shots in a row.
Who does he play for?
At his private gym in Toledo.
Oh, private gym. How lucky is that?
So is this all this maniac does?
Apparently.
You want to hear from this guy? He made 31 three-point shots in a row, breaking the previous Guinness record of 26 three-pointers in a minute.
Not in a game.
No, just from by himself. Yeah.
A former Whiteford Bobcat All-State basketball player has found a way back into the record books. The Guinness Book of Records, that is. Anthony Muricola.
Wait, what record book was he in before? The premise of this idiot sports guy's thing
He's
is already...
He's back in the record books. Someone took his record?
No, that wasn't his record. He's just saying, like, he used to play basketball, and now he's back in the record books. Record books aren't for everybody who plays sports.
Not if you don't make a record.
No,
not if you don't set one.
Record books are for people who excel.
Yes.
Exactly.
03 Bobcat graduate has taken advantage of his in-home gym and just yesterday attempted to break a world record of three-pointers, NBA three-pointers, in 1 minute. The former record was 26. Muricola beat that record by 5. While he's still awaiting his official letter from Guinness confirming the feat,
his name will be written into that record book.
You know,
doing pretty
never
well.
Quit shooting and working on my stuff, and I just always looking for some other challenge. You know, kind of just had looked into just some of the Guinness stuff things I could achieve, and you know, and that was the first one I went for. I just thought that's a real cool one.
This guy's in-home gym, I promise you, is bigger than any gym you had in high school or elementary school or maybe even college.
Really climbing up the ladder is what he's doing.
Yeah, I guarantee this is some sort of trust fund nightmare. And it's like, Dad said I had to do something, so...
I don't want to work, so I'll just...
Three-pointers in 1 minute. Once they got back to me and I got the go-ahead, there's a bunch of paperwork that you had to then look through again. They highly recommended that you
had I had someone else look through it for me.
I had my guy.
I had Haywood, my manservant, look into it. He's having some assistance there. You wouldn't be able to do that on your own.
No, he's
got
people.
You had to retrieve the ball
yourself. He's got people he pays, it looks like.
What is the record if you have to retrieve the ball?
Well, that's
see, now that's a record I might be able to set.
Ball retrieving?
Well, no, ball... How lucky is he? Not ball retrieving, but shooting a three-pointer, getting the ball. You only get to use one ball. If using one ball, how many three-pointers in a minute can you do? You can't do too many. Is three the record?
Is Don on the phone?
Maybe four?
I don't know.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport now at 2115 East 12th Street. Again, they have their bridal sale that's happening now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. I saw Mary, Terry, and Ellen today, and they were complimenting me over...
Over the jewelry you're wearing? It's beautiful.
Not the jewelry I was wearing. Oh, you know what? While I was there, gosh darn it, I had... Not only did I have a reason to just go... See him, I actually had something I needed to get done there, and I forgot to even bring it up.
That's so Darren.
What a dodo. But no, they were complimenting on, there were a few people, a handful of people, several people, I will say, that went in and took advantage of purchasing something during Valentine's Day.
Well, good work, you guys.
And
when you support our sponsors, you're supporting us.
And they said that the cut of the clientele, these people's like, they were very impressed.
Yeah, no, we're done sending you the black t-shirt bums that listen to FM radio, although I should be careful. They're wonderful people, too.
You really are. You're marvelous. Become a patron today.
Quite.
They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in, and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing option And just like those that did during Valentine's Day, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. They also have a location in Cedar Rapids as well, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party or place of business or event, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com, and they can make that happen. Of course, if you're there for just lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And we're back.
Three.
We've already done that.
Okay.
Number three, the new thing that's gone viral, people enjoy doing, because people are monsters. This is something that's gone viral.
You know, they really
You get a baby, and you have the baby say cheese, and then when the baby says cheese, you throw a piece of cheese at the baby.
At its face?
Yeah. This is called the cheese challenge, and this has gone viral. People are throwing pieces of cheese at babies.
We don't want to perpetuate this, do we?
No, I just want you to know that...
That it's happening.
That this is a culture that you're a part of.
Isn't there a challenge? Don't they do the same thing with the babies and the lemons?
That's a little different.
How?
I would...
You know what they should do is give a baby one of these, a little sip of this cucumber melon sparkling water and see what happens to them.
Four.
That should turn into a sensation.
I would never do the lemon thing with the baby. I don't think that's... But that's different than... Having a baby say cheese and then throwing a piece of cheese at his face,
well,
and then posting the video for strangers to laugh at your baby. What kind of monster are you?
Well, and you have to throw it in such a way that it won't put an eye out, right?
I'm guessing they
want the piece of cheese to kind of slap and cover your eyes and nose and mouth, right?
You would think. Number four, I think this is fascinating. A medical marvel, although... Not really medical. It's just nature's way. This is the second ever confirmed case of semi-identical twins.
Isn't that just twins?
No. So you've got identical twins, and you got non-identical twins, right?
Yes.
There are very rare cases that fall in between the two. You have identical twins. You have non-identical twins. So identical twins are you can be fraternal twins and be the same sex. You cannot be identical twins and be different sexes.
No, that would be not identical.
Right. That would be fraternal, right? Is that what that's called?
Okay.
So this is a case, the second case ever recorded of semi-identical, or what they call sesquigizotic twins. This is published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and yes, we do subscribe. These twins were born in Brisbane, Australia, the first of their kind to be identified during a pregnancy. Professor down there was in charge of the care of the mother and twins and explains what happened. The mother's ultrasound at 6 weeks showed a single placenta and positioning of amniotic sacs that indicated she was expecting identical twins. However, when she went for another ultrasound at 14 weeks, it showed that the twins were male and female, which again, for identical twins, is not possible. With identical twins, a fertilized egg splits in two. Fraternal twins are when two eggs are fertilized by two different sperm. What happened for these two is the egg is fertilized by two sperm and then it splits. So there's three sets of chromosomes, two from the father and one from the mother. It's super unusual. Twins have more in common with each other genetically than a fraternal twin would, but they have less in common genetically than an identical twin. Only other time this has ever happened was in the States back in 2007 that we know of, that doctors have gotten a hold of.
So then... What led them to suspect this?
The fact that they were sharing a placenta at first, and then when they saw that the sacs had kind of separated, the amniotic sacs.
Nice sack, man.
How lucky are they? Finally, number...
Paper or plastic?
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, I don't know where you stand on this. I cannot wait to get your take. This woman called the police on a dog. She goes to a dog park, and this dog comes over, starts humping her dog.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls the cops to report a sexual assault.
Mm.
Attleboro, Massachusetts. They're calling her Dog Park Diane. Incident took place between Dog Park Diane and 42-year-old Franklin Baxley, who was filming the scene.
That's clearly the owner of the dog that's humping.
Well, he's saying that this Dog Park Diane is the lunatic. She called the cops after Baxley's dog allegedly assaulted hers with an aggressive hump. Now, this is what he says. Franklin Baxley says, as soon as the humping began, I immediately pulled the dog off the other dog. But that didn't stop this woman from calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy dog lady calling the
cops. I will tell
cops.
You this. I will admit to this.
Yeah.
I enjoy the dog walking.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, it can be a little sketchy during this time of year.
Sure.
When you have the ice out there.
Sure.
Now, I'm not a fan of dog parks. I mean, I just...
Is it the dogs you don't like or the dog owners?
No, it's not the dog owner. They just don't... Most people don't pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes you
sad. It's like, please stay on point.
Yeah.
You're there for the dog, not so that you can just, you know, have some sort of conversation with somebody.
Right.
Stay on point.
Right.
And then if you need to do something, do it. Yeah, I've never been comfortable with it.
Here's the woman calling the cops after the assault.
Calling the cops right now.
Hi.
Because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog.
Right,
I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
The Attleboro Dog Park.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know.
The dogs humping each other and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here.
Well, not everyone.
And she tells me to leave, and now she's calling the cops.
Everybody's humping around.
Yeah, now he's stretching the truth a little bit.
They don't all just, it's not all just humpapalooza down there.
He's saying every dog. No, not every dog is humping every dog.
But it does happen.
Well, I'm sure it does.
Right. Does it happen when on your watch? Do you let other dogs hump your dogs?
Truth be told, it doesn't happen much. Really, you don't see a lot of it,
right?
So yeah, but if that sort of thing happens, it's like try to break it up as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, knock it off.
Yeah, yeah. Cool it.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean as well. We love you all, and you make the show happen by giving us the opportunity to do some patron-only shows and some specialty programming, including some best of.
Our next visit with Larry will be on a patron-only
show.
That's
exactly right.
Well, how about
if
that?
You would like to hear Larry's upcoming performance and appearance, become a patron, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com.
Chip has a great point. Just real quick, I know you got to go places, but if you bring a dog in heat to the dog park, isn't that kind of on you?
You shouldn't be doing that sort of thing.
That would be a mistake.
That would be a mistake.
All right, just throw it.
And also showing up with pockets full of dog treats is not a good idea.
Oh, no.
Or stew meat or that sort of thing.
I'm wearing my hamburger shoes.
Don't do that.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. Smoking and throwing your cigarette on the ground wouldn't be a good idea either.
Boy. But it happens, doesn't it?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Do dog parks just reinforce how much humans suck? How dogs are great and humans are bad? I feel like that's what I'm getting out of this. Like, if I had a dog and went to a dog park, it would just reinforce the fact that dogs are fine, humans are just worthless.
Pretty much.
Okay. That's why I can't get a dog.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things.
Also the histamines.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Being that Larry mentioned it and he kind of put out a call for all birthday cards,
mm-hmm.
I guess we should, we'll just, I mean, I know it's there, but 603 North Prospect Street, Cambridge, Illinois, 61238.
Brad G. Sounds great. We're back on Thursday. Until then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.